Ladies and gentlemen, a new bill proposed in Oregon would create a sanctuary state for animals, radically transforming how animals are treated across the state. Now, the language is all about eliminating animal abuse, which sounds good, right? But the subtlety is that all animal agriculture has been redefined as abusive. All references to good husbandry practices are eliminated. You can read down here. Livestock would need to die of natural causes before it could be used for food production. So there's no such thing as raising animals for your family to eat anymore. You can have pets, and once they die, maybe you can consider eating them, but you don't get to raise animals for food. Now, this has a lot in common with the Colorado PAWS Act, which we've also covered, as it criminalizes good animal husbandry practices that have been used since the dawn of time. They are moving the goalpost on how humanity is able to produce food and eat food. And this completely aligns with the Biden administration's new net zero goals that were announced yesterday, cutting out meat for a lot of people in order to get us to a carbon neutral place. And this moving of the goalposts for food production is happening across the board. Recall also the California law that says any pork sold in the state, not just raised in the state, but anyone who wants that market, anyone who even wants to be able to sell product in California, has to afford their pigs 24 square feet of living space each. So never mind how you used to do it, now you have to have a condo for each pig just to get it onto the shelves in California. And it's also a global trend. Here's a new article we'll cover from the UK, which says you're not allowed to apply your own manure to your own fields anymore in certain seasons. It's a global trend, moving the goalposts on how you can raise food. Let's talk about it. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And I do want to start in Oregon with IP-13, classifying slaughter as aggravated abuse, redefining artificial insemination, that's not artificial intelligence here, and castration as sexual assault. So basically, practices, again, that have been done for generations, this is how you raise animals, are now you're sexually assaulting your animals. Can you believe? Quote, any animal in the state of Oregon would now have your rights codified in law. They deserve a life free of abuse or sexual assault. They mean it. They mean business. They're going hard to the hoop on the idea that you're sexually assaulting your livestock. Livestock would need to die of natural causes before you could use it for food. So again, no livestock. You can keep pets. And you can eat your dead pets. As far as artificial insemination, one reason, according to the Oregon Cattlemen's Association, that the cattle industry leans so heavily on it is improved genetics, meaning they're more efficient with feed. So even now, as we have feed shortages, they want to remove that tool from the belt of ranchers and force them to raise animals to their full lifespan and that eat more grains that we don't have right now. So nothing about this bill makes sense from a how do we feed our families perspective. It's strictly a takeover of the food industry. This only means that Bill Gates's GMO super cow takes over the market because people can't afford, they're not even allowed. It's now criminal to raise an animal for meat. It's stunning that this is even being considered. Again, this is just a proposed bill, and it's one that we need to stop before it passes. Note that Oregon has a lot of really great people. It's not just Portland, right? There's a huge state with a ton of awesome people, farmers, ranchers, preppers, everything out there. 12,000 beef producers raising 1.3 million head of cattle. That's not trivial to just now say, never mind that industry, we'll just get rid of it. It's the same thing we heard yesterday from Biden when he proposed his new climate targets that said we're going to eliminate meat, 90% of red meat, by 2030, or it's not completely set in stone yet, but we all know from the absolute zero timelines that beef is going to be gone by 2050. So now we start to see that the dominoes start to fall. Oregon, California, these, as they say, the low-hanging fruit, the states where you can get these things to pass, will start chipping away. And it's just like they said in Ireland, we need to reduce the size of our national herd if we want to meet our carbon reduction goals. There is no national herd. What that means is we need to put ranchers out of business. This is the end of animal agriculture, as Impossible Foods has openly said as their stated goal, funded by Bill Gates. This is the end of meat. It's a war on meat. Here's the text of the bill. I'll put a link to that below so that you can inform yourself and take steps to fight it at all levels. And this is the group behind IP13. This is yesonip13.org. It's all, again, the language is all about ending animal cruelty. I do note that this woman is wearing a Hail Satan shirt, which is interesting. And how do they put it? IP13 is a ballot filed for 2022 that continues criminalizing animal abuse, animal neglect, and animal sexual assault. Well, no one wants to be abusing, neglecting, or sexually assaulting anything. This, I mean, obviously, the way they have put this out there seems like everyone should vote for this. Not everyone is held to the same standard when it comes to animal cruelty. No, that's because they're changing the standard, and now they're saying you can't even raise livestock. So we really need to be careful when they use language like this to make it seem like it's a good... I mean, this is how they always operate, right? They make it seem like a good thing, but what's actually being done is enslaving humanity, is taking away your ability to feed your family, your community's ability to raise food at all. We're all going to be slaves to their fake lab-grown meat. Just like Bill Gates said, we should all be eating fake meat. I hope by now you can see the agenda is weaving together a perfect tapestry of control. Then they give you a nice flowery font and stuff like that. But I do want to make sure that we show how similar this is, because there's similar groups behind it and absolutely a completely identical motivation and agenda behind both of these bills to the Colorado PAWS Act, which, as we read, criminalizes basic animal husbandry practices and, in no uncertain terms, would limit food availability. If you can't raise animals for meat, you don't have meat. The way that the Colorado Farm Bureau put it was, this criminalizes the very tools and processes that producers have used to meet demand, to create abundant food supply. We're not doing that anymore. We're moving people off of real food and on to fake food. Drastically reducing the supply, because you have to keep animals around for years now before they die of natural causes. And of course, increasing then the price. Not just because the supply falls, but because you've been feeding these animals thousands of dollars worth of food to keep them alive the entire time. So this is clearly a weapon in the war on meat. We're being regulated out of existence. But this isn't just happening in the US. In the UK, DEFRA, who is the same government bureaucracy walking around gassing people's chickens because of bird flu, it's a different topic, has now indicated that they will start enforcing their Farming Rules for Water Regulations, a 2018 set of suggested methods for handling water runoff and manure applications on farms, but they're now giving teeth to the bill. They're now adding enforcement. As one farmer put it, what was advisory today becomes handcuffs tomorrow. And what are those handcuffs preventing you from doing? Quote, the FRW effectively makes autumn and winter spreading of manure impossible on many farms, creating a huge problem that no one yet seems to have a solution to. If you're not growing crops in the winter, which in the UK especially, you're not going to be growing crops, that means there's no crop need to apply manure, so you're not allowed to spread manure on your farm at all. You're going to have to figure out either how to get rid of it or how to store it until you are growing in the next season. But again, just stepping back, this is ridiculous. This is how these farms have been run since the dawn of time, since before there were nation states. This is how we've run our food production. And now it's being made illegal because farming and ranching is dirty and antiquated and global warming. That is the appeal here. I want to point out that this is the UK is not the first place to say you can no longer use your own manure on your own land. This has just happened in Australia as well, where manure was reclassified from organic, you know, fertilizer, whatever. It didn't need a classification. Now it has a classification as highly dangerous industrial waste, because animal agriculture is dirty and antiquated. And we need to understand that these things are moving the goalposts, and it's a global thing. It's happening everywhere. Allow me to hasten to add that this is not just animal agriculture. Just a couple weeks ago, we saw the first shot across the bow of even farmers. Leafy greens, in this case, there was an E. coli outbreak on the West Coast where the FDA, in their investigation, actually used regulatory language and said, you know, this outbreak was a reasonably foreseeable hazard, and the reason why was because the leafy greens were grown outdoors, lo and behold, and they were in the vicinity of cattle operations, which, as we just said, they're dirty and dangerous. So if you grow your vegetables near animals, you can't do that anymore. This is what the FDA is saying us. We're going to move the vegetables indoors. We're going to move the meat to lab-grown meat. and we're redefining how you are allowed to produce food. We're criminalizing traditional farming and ranching. And it's happening fast. This ties in, too, to the report we talked about recently with Croatia, where their EU farm-to-fork regulations, which is coming straight down from the UN template, which the Rockefeller Foundation's reset the table in the US, it's all the same documents, just taking different forms in different parts of the world in the EU, and they have said you can no longer save seed and then share that seed or sell that seed with your neighbors. Which, again, as the Croatians were pointing out when they went out to protest, was this is how we've existed. This is how Croatian villages have fed ourselves since the dawn of time, since before Yugoslavia even was created in the first place. So really need to step back and appreciate that the way that humanity has always fed itself is now being made illegal. It's dirty and dangerous, and the technocracy is taking total control. They are enslaving everyone with one fell swoop by making us dependent on their synthetic food production. That's the bottom line. So how do we respond to that? Yeah, we do what the French farmers did when they went out and used their tractors against the riot police. We do what the Croatians did when we said, we're not going to follow your farm-to-fork regulations. We're not going to register our livestock so that you can come kill them. We're not going to tell you your ag census data so that you can come take over our farms when the time is right. Do not comply with this. And moreover, we must resist. We must be fighting at every level these kinds of ridiculous bills that take away our ability to feed our family. Please spread the word about what's going on here. A lot of people, it's happening so quickly and everywhere at the same time so that people don't have a chance to learn about it and react. And that means that it's incumbent on you and me and others that are having this conversation, that are aware of what's going on, to educate everyone else, to spread the word, and then again, to fight back. So you can find this report and the Croatian report about farmers in France and Croatia fighting back against the new EU stipulations on iceagefarmer.com. If you value this broadcast and the information I bring, please help me keep it running. There's a few ways you can do that listed at iceagefarmer.com/support, and I very genuinely appreciate your help to do that. I couldn't do it without you. All right, folks, thanks much. Fight these things. Keep raising awesome animals and growing lots of food, and be well.